it had to be a highly popular drama for the Potteries, for reasons I'll explain in a moment. But the reason why we decided on the name the Colcloughs, which some people sounds like a pretty odd name, it's a very well-known name and a very highly regarded name in Staffordshire and the Potteries and Cheshire. So that's the reason it was called the Colcloughs, because it related to the people of the area. It came into being, really. It was born out of necessity, in a way. To cut it very briefly, I was working as a freelance producer in the Midlands, and I was sent out to interview the chairman of the health authority about the so-called sick city report. And this had been sort of in the news for quite some time in the early 90s in the Potteries of Stoke-on-Trent, etc. What was needed was some sort of vehicle to put across health advice and information, because the sick city report had revealed that things were none too well in the Potteries. For example, infant mortality was very high, smoking many times higher than the national average, and many people in some boroughs of the Potteries weren't actually living to see the pensions. And one fateful day I went to interview the chairman of the health authority, and he said, well, we have all these posters and we have these caravans that go around visiting school, but I think what we could really do with is a soap. Then there was a lot of back and to with the health authority, the council, the BBC. Miracles happened and the Colcloughs was born.
And cautionary tales, the drama and some of the health issues then. So I imagine that really creates a lot of the themes around the episodes.
In order to complete our mission successfully, we had to bring in listeners. So I've always called it a compelling kitchen sink drama. Brash, it's bold, it's fearless, in your face, off the wall, brainstorming entertainment. It had to be all those things, really, to attract an audience. And thankfully, that's what it did. It had three very strong lines. There's three strands of a pure soap, which is the love line, the romantic line, a comedy line, humour line going on through the drama, and of course the high drama and suspense. I suppose the health officials thought what the Archers were established to do for the farming community in the 1950s, a soap opera like this, containing subtle health messages, could do for the community at large in the 1990s. One health official told me at the time, if the series or the serial just stops one person smoking, it will have paid for itself. We wanted sort of build-up characters the audience would warm to. You know, Elsie Tanner in Coronation Street, that people loved, developed a smoking habit, and you saw her suffer and eventually die because she smoked too much. Well, then you might think twice about kicking the habit yourself.
As you say, Mike, soaps require very strong characters, and you highlighted Elsie Tanner from Coronation Street. What about the Colcloughs then? Give us an idea of maybe one or two of the characters.
Well, I'll quickly run through the family. Basically, we've got Reenie, who's the sort of glue of the family. She's the level-headed one that tries to keep the family together, rather like Ma Boswell, if you remember the Bread series the BBC did. Ray Colcloughe is a charge-hand electrician at the local colliery. He's a plain-speaking, very proud man, plays cricket with the local cricket team. One character that I'm hoping, and I'm pretty sure that listeners will warm to, is our tart with the heart, a character called Wendy Colcloughe. She's 24, full of pep, zest, bounce. She's a sort of sexy character, a bit coarse with it. Her nickname is Yo-Yo Knickers. That says it all, really. And she tells Mark, one of the other characters in the series, I was 18, 500 fellows ago. I mean, I mentioned Mark because the series starts, he's coming of age, he's 18, and Mark is a quiet, sort of confident character, quite cultured and not really well suited to his job as a garage mechanic. But apart from anything else, Mark has problems with his sexuality, basically. He's unsure of his sexuality and he's kind of on the fence when the serial starts. And I won't tell you any more about that because it will spoil it for the listeners. So basically, there's a story that unfolds. But another very strong character, of course, in soaps like Coronation Street, Emmerdale and so on, the women are very important to soap operas. And one of the characters that you'll know as soon as you've listened to episode one is Connie Cartledge. That's Reenie's mother. She's 72, ebullient, strong-willed, very nosy, always sticking her nose in where it's not really wanted sometimes, has a love-hate relationship with Ray, her son-in-law, and she's a cleaner at the local clinic where she picks up an awful lot of local gossip. Reenie actually also works at the clinic as a receptionist, so they very often chin-wag and pick up lots of local gossip there. So they live at Jubilee Terrace in Brindley Bank, which, rather like Weatherfield, is in Coronation Street is a fictitious area in Stoke-on-Trent. We didn't want to put it in a particular place that was known in case the people were upset about it. So we had to invent an area of Stoke-on-Trent called Brindley Bank. And of course, the Potteries is well known with James Brindley.
Listen to the Coal Cloughs on the afternoon edition at 6:45 p.m. That's weekdays. First episode is on Monday, the 16th of May. Looking forward to that. For the moment, though, Mike, thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. I hope you like it.